are my one thing. Wow. What a way to get the show going today. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Wednesday, April 3rd, year of our Lord, 2024. You are my one thing. I mean, there could not have been a dry eye in the live chat. There's no way that you just started this show and listened and watched the last 11 minutes and didn't have tears running down your cheeks, not of sadness, but of joy, and goosebumps on the back of your neck and on your forearms. But here's the thing. When the Holy Spirit really starts kicking in, you get those goosebumps on your legs. You get those goosebumps on your stomach, on your back, all over your body. Every single sense that you have, all of your sensories are your senses are heightened, ladies and gentlemen, because the Holy Spirit is at work in you. And think about this. Think about this. You ready for this? That is just this much of what heaven is going to be like. Worshiping together, praising together. That's just this much of what heaven is going to be like. So if you wanted to know, and you were here this morning from the beginning of the show, that's like an ounce out of tons. Like an ounce out of tons what heaven is going to be like. What a great song. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know who that was Give Me Jesus by Bethel Music, Abby Gamboa, and Jen Johnson. You can find that anywhere, mostly on YouTube, I would say. Love seeing your happy, smiling face on Rise Up every day. Well, that is why I can't even imagine what it would be like to have Rise Up in person every day. Imagine how cool that would be. Imagine if everybody who was here, like we were all located in a place geographically where we could all do this physically every day. Not that it would be, you know, not that it's not amazing now, but imagine that. Ooh, man. Well, that's what I'm imagining heaven being like, right? Rosebud says, I've been up since 4 a.m. leaning on the word. There's no better place to be at 4 a.m. Ashley, you look fantastic. Jeremy, Ashley, you look fantastic. Your soul looks fantastic. Your love, your life, your happiness, your joy looks fantastic. Thank you. CQ, Jeremy, you are our sunshine. Well, God is our sunshine, right? Snowing today. Wow, yeah, it's going to snow here in New Hampshire too. Boo. What about this nice spring background behind me, right? Everybody give Eli a shout out. By the way, Eli's mic is back and working today for Live from America. So make sure you don't miss Live from America today because he's got something to say. SL Holmes, Jeremy got a new do. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. All right, folks. So you didn't get a newsletter this morning, and I apologize. Gearing up for the storm and everything going on. Sometimes I just don't have the extra time in the morning to get one out. And so for that, I apologize. Don't let that, you know, distract you in any way, shape, or form from looking for the newsletter every day. Today's show is titled Show and Tell. Now, I wanted to bring back some nostalgia today. I wanted to bring you back in time to your childhood today for this show. Can I do that? Can I bring you back into a less stressful, less negative, more God-filled time in our lives? Even if we weren't Christian, God was still definitely more talked about and more respected in this country when we were kids. So if you don't mind, I'd like to take you back today. I'd like to put a smile on your face today. Can we do that? We've had a lot of great shows over the last 3 weeks here on Rise Up. Rise Up is definitely hitting its stride. And I've got a new motto. I've got a new saying. You ready? Carla says, got a high and tight. High and tight is the only way I know how to do things. So I'm assuming you're keeping the beard. Oh, yeah. Oh, my wife won't let me get rid of the beard. I'm sure if you're a lady out there and you have a husband, you understand that you want your husband to be a man and not a baby. I guess that's what they say. I'd like to shave once in a while, but my wife says never. Thank you, Tina, for the $5. Traveling to Alamogordo today. God bless y'all. Have a blessed Rise Up. Well, thank you very much. Here's the new saying for Rise Up. Be like Jesus and rise up. Be like Jesus and rise up. There's no better saying than that. So that's the saying of this Godcast. So when you guys talk to your friends, say, have you ever heard of Rise Up? And they say, no. You should be like Jesus and rise up. So that's the saying for this show from now on, folks. I titled today's show, Show and Tell. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's ask him to be with us. I know he's already here. He's got his arm around me right now. I can feel it. And then let's get busy. All right. Take a deep breath. Lord and Heavenly Father. Lord, sometimes we think about our childhood and it makes us smile. Now, I know a lot of us had some really rough childhoods, but I still can't help but smile when I think of the happy moments in my childhood. And one of those happy moments, Father, as you know, was show and tell. I loved when we had show and tell in school. And I was thinking about that this morning as you and I were having coffee together and in prayer and in communication together this morning, Father God. And I was thinking about those moments when we would be able to do that in school, how great that was and how precious that was for me to do so. And then I remembered, wow, we can do that as adults as well. Just not with our earthly material things. And so today I want to talk about how we can capture that feeling that we had when we were children, have that nostalgia, but at the same time, do something right with it, something godly, something heavenly. Lord, we thank you for smiles. We thank you for joy. We thank you for every great, wonderful thing that we take for granted every day, like breathing and seeing and smelling and tasting and hearing and loving and having patience and relaxing, not living on edge, not being anxious, Lord. That's the kind of life we want, and that's what we find in you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I love my husband's beard. Yep, I know. I know how you guys are. My wife won't let me get rid of it. So let's talk about that. I want you guys to open up your Bibles today. I did put the verse of the day in the description. So from now on, if for some reason I can't get the verse of the day out in the morning, what I'll do is I'll put that verse in the description so you guys can follow along. And as you can see, I've got my Bible opened up right to that. And the verse of the day is Matthew 7:21. Okay? Matthew 7:21. And before we get to that verse, let me read today's title, or description, I should say. Do you remember show and tell when you were in grade school? I loved that day. Remember how happy it made you to take something from home that meant the world to you and bring it to show all of your friends? Right? We waited for those days on pins and needles. As a matter of fact, there was a few days in school that I just loved so much when I was in elementary school. That was, Eli, remember when the books came, the book clubs came? I know you got your headphones in. Remember when you were a kid and the Scholastic book clubs came and you got to look through all the things and pick out what books you wanted and take your check? You know, your parents would write a check or whatever or send money and you'd go get the books you wanted, and it was a book fair, right? I loved those days, and I loved checking for lice. I loved when they checked for lice. I always was like, I think I got more lice. You might want to check for more, because it just felt so good, and I loved it. I loved recess, and I loved show and tell. I never afford the books, but I like circling. Yeah, I know. That's the truth. Eli said we couldn't really afford the books, but I liked circling the ones that I wanted. Ain't that the truth? We'd get one out of the 15 that we circled if we were lucky, right? Yeah, an eraser, a bookmark. But I loved show and tell. I really did. Because you got to bring something that meant something to you, and you got to bring it and go, look. Now, here's the thing about it. It meant more to you than it meant to everybody else, right? Everybody else was like, yeah, who cares? poor kid. We had that a long time ago. Look at what I got, you know? But it didn't matter because you got to bring something. You got to bring something that meant something to you. So I really liked that. So we waited on pins and needles for those days. And all for what? To show and share something that was beautiful to us. It's a great talking point today. And I pray today's show will help you smile. Let's get into it. Verse of the day today, Matthew 7:21. And once you hear this verse, you'll understand why I titled today's show what I titled it. And you'll understand the correlation between show and tell and this verse, okay? Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who do what my Father in heaven wants. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we expel demons in your name? Didn't we perform many miracles in your name? Then I will tell them to their faces, I never knew you. Get away from me, you worker of lawlessness. Scary verse, isn't it? But let's go back to the beginning of that verse. Not everybody that says to me, Lord, Lord, but those who do my Father's will. So I started thinking of that this morning. And where I was going with that was, I can show you better than I can tell you. Right? Nobody wants the Christian that tells everybody how to be a Christian. We want to look up to those Christians who are showing us what it's like to have a relationship with Jesus. Not telling us, not talking at us. Yes, learning is great, asking questions is great, but I'd rather see you doing it rather than just listening to it. So that's where it went. It went from me reading that to Jesus being like, hey, not everybody who calls on me will be saved and come to heaven, but those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven now, those are the ones whom I have a special place in my heart for. So I started thinking to myself, show you better than you could tell somebody. Show somebody better than you could tell them. And then I started thinking about show and tell. And I started thinking about why did they have show and tell? What was the reason for it? So I started going down that rabbit hole a little deeper. And the reason for show and tell is so that you could not just tell somebody about what you did, not just tell the class about what your likes are, not just tell the class about what your hobbies are and what your desires are, but to bring with you that thing which meant so much to you and not only tell them about it, but show them so they could see with their own eyes. Because when you see something with your own eyes, and you accompany that with telling somebody about that thing, about why you love that thing, about what that thing offers you in your life, about the benefits of having this thing, about why this thing is so important to you, then they can see the vision. And maybe just one, two, or three of those children in that class will be interested in that thing enough for them to come and talk to you about it. Maybe they want to play with it, or maybe they ask their parents to get them something just like that for Christmas. Remember? So the reason for show and tell was to basically amplify and also bring to the class so they could see for themselves what this child, their friend, their classmate was interested in. So I started thinking about show and tell, and I said, oh my God, you are telling me something so special today. Now, we have talked about many, 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 many times about being a light. Don't just talk about it, be about it. Don't be a hypocrite, right? So, let's go back to when we were in grade school. Let's go back to that very simple time where we didn't have a care in the world. I mean, I had cares, but not like the cares that I have now. I didn't know the world was what it was. I didn't know God was who he was. I didn't know Jesus was who he was. So let's go back in time. And let's remember how excited we were to show something that we were that was our life. Well, what is your life now? You call yourself a Christian today. What is your life today? Do you value your life today? Not your life, I guess I shouldn't say. Do you value your existence and your salvation today more than at any other point in your life? Do you value the word of God more than you've ever valued something that you've brought for show and tell? Do you value the price that Jesus paid for you on the cross so that you could live this life of joy and not fearing anything, and having belief and faith and knowledge of God and what he's doing and the miracles that he's doing every single day while you are allowed to experience that? That to you today is more precious than anything that you ever shared with a friend. Now, let's take it this direction. Some people in chat are saying, I never did show and tell. We didn't have it. We weren't that kind of school. We never got that opportunity. Okay, but you must have had a friend in your life at one time that you could not wait to show a Christmas present to, or your new bike, or a video game, or something that you got that you couldn't wait to show a childhood friend or a cousin. Maybe during the holidays, your cousins come over and you say, Mom, Dad, can we spend the night at each other's house? I don't know if it's okay with their parents, okay with us. And they spend the night and they spend the night at your house and you show them all the great things that you have. It's the same thing. You're so excited about sharing yourself and the things that you love so much with that person. How much more excited should we be today about sharing something that we cherish and value so much more than anything that you ever shared with a friend? You've got the word of God. So show them and tell them. Let's have show and tell every day. Every day you should be absolutely excited, not to talk to another believer like we do right here, but to talk and share this great, wonderful, valuable, cherished gift with those who've never experienced it. Think of them like the kid in the class, which was mostly me, who never got to experience having He-Mans and G.I. Joes and Transformers in the 80s when I was a kid because my family couldn't afford them. So I would befriend people in school that actually had a better financial lifestyle than we did, and I'd spend the night at their houses so that I could engage in the things that they had and their toys, all the things I wanted. Guess what? Everybody on this earth wants salvation, even non-believers, even agnostics, even atheists. Everybody on this earth wants salvation. Everybody wants mercy. Everybody wants grace. Everybody wants to spend eternity in some kind of a blissful heaven, whether they think it's a soul, whether it's some kind of a spiritual, whether it's an energy floating around space, or whatever it is, everybody wants the same thing. Everybody desires the same thing. Some of us have it. Most of us don't. Why wouldn't the ones that have it eagerly and desperately want to share that with them every single day? I know I do. And here's the cool thing about it too. When you were a kid, other kids could take this thing from you. They could take it from your house. I remember taking He-Man and Transformers from friends' house so I could have them. Basically, I stole them when I was a kid so I could have them, right? Here's the cool thing about it. Nobody can ever take this from you. As a matter of fact, you want them to take as much as they can from you because you have an endless supply of it. You have a well every day, an endless supply of this thing that they want so badly. They don't even know they want it. So, ladies and gentlemen, yes, show and tell. Just like when we were kids. But you do it with the most amazing and wonderful thing that there ever is. The word, the promise, the salvation, the mercy, and the grace of God. It's pretty incredible, folks. It really is. And you want to know something? Only when you can tap into that childlike behavior and that childlike desire to bring your show and tell thing to school or bring your new bike to your friends or bring your new video or bring your new Care Bear or bring your new Barbie or whatever it was when you were a kid, have that same kind of joy to share what you have today. Have that same kind of happiness and giddiness to wake up and go, okay, I can't wait to take this with me to work today. I can't wait to take this word of God with me to work today. Put it in the back seat. Nope, not even in the back seat. Put it in the front seat with me. Put a seatbelt on it. Drive it to work. Step out. Smile. Grab that word of God. Take the seatbelt off of it. Carry it like a baby everywhere I go and say, look at this. You want to see it? Want to see the word of God? Isn't it beautiful? Look at it. You want to hold it? You sure? The word of God wants you to hold it. Come on. You know you want to hold it here. Go ahead. Hold it. Isn't that nice? Isn't that wonderful? Wouldn't you want one of these for yourself? Look how cute it is. Look how much joy that brings you. Look at the smile that the word of God puts on your face. Isn't it awesome? I could not wait to get up today. I couldn't wait to bring this to me with me to work. I couldn't wait to bring this with me to school. I couldn't wait to show you this. Show and tell. Or how about share and tell? That's the kind of desire that we need to tap back into. That's the kind of giddiness, that childlike giddiness that we had to show somebody something that we got for Christmas or a present that somebody gave us and say, look at this, isn't it awesome? You want to play it together? You want to ride this bike together? You want to play this video game together? It was so fun to share and tell and show. So I just, as I was doing my devotionals this morning, and as I was talking to God and praying, and I was thinking about everything, and I was like, I remember those days. I really do remember those days. Well, I want to do that again. I can't build a time machine. I can't go back in time. This isn't a sci-fi movie, but I can tap into it because I've been there. I remember what it's like. The thing is as we get older and we assume these adult responsibilities and these adult duties, we seem to just forget about being a kid. I got to tell you, I'm not lying here. You can make fun of me if you want to. I'm 44 years old, going to be 45 this year. And I got to tell you, my favorite place to go when I go into a big store, like a Walmart or something like that, is the toy section. I'm not going to lie. Of course, that's probably a man thing, right? Man child. Well, guess what, women? You can tap into your inner woman child by remembering those days of show and tell. And remember having sleepovers with your favorite doll or Barbie or whatever it was. The 80s were the best, says Jana Hunter. Eli, you agree? Oh, the 80s. Oh, the 80s. I have some good news for you, though, folks. A lot of you probably lived through the 60s and the 70s, correct? A lot of you that are watching right now. And if you did, you probably remember. I don't. I wasn't born yet. But I am somewhat of an American history buff, so I do understand the political history and the cultural and societal history of our nation from decade to decade to decade, going all the way back until 1776. However, in the late 60s all the way through the 70s, obviously there was no internet, and obviously there was different desires and ways of expression. However, the 60s and the 70s are very reminiscent of today. Really poor economy, sex everywhere. Remember swinging and all that? How big it was, people were starting to be wearing almost nothing. The late 60s going into the 70s, sex was everywhere. Drugs were everywhere. The economy was in the tank. Going into the late 70s, you couldn't even get gas because there was gas shortages. Folks, we've been here before. But what brought us out of that cultural demise? What brought us out of that? A Jesus revolution. That's what brought us out of that. That's what brought this country out of that. It was a Jesus revolution. College students, older folks, middle-aged folks, young people. Jesus became popular. Why can't we do that again? Why can't we pull ourselves out of this 1960s, 70s style society? But even worse, because of the internet and all the stuff that goes on there, right? Which has dramatically increased the risk of everything. But why can't we come out of this by making Jesus popular again? We can. It's possible. We've done it before. It's not like this is the first time America has seen this kind of crap. It's happened many times. And most of us have been alive through those changes, especially from the 60s, 70s, and on. We just need a revival again. We just need another Jesus revolution. And I believe that because of shows like this, it will happen. Now, it would be nice if we had 15,000. Guess who does have 15, 20,000 people watching the Word of God every morning this way? Miss Julie Green. She has that many. That is something to be so proud of and so joyful for. I'll sometimes pop on, and I'll just pop on Rumble in the morning and get the stream ready and everything, and I'll go through and I'll look who's all on, and I'll look at Julie, and I'll see she has 30,000 people watching her, and I go, thank you, God. It's happening. But only the real faithful see it. Only the real faithful feel it and know it's going on. Folks, if you could do me a favor and rumble this video and share this video. And also, folks, if you could also do me another favor. And if you're on your computer or your phone, please go to trumpetdaily.com. Trumpetdaily.com. Sign up for their newsletter, just like you have mine. Stephen Fleury, who's here every night at 9 p.m., for Trumpet Daily. What a great message and a great effort that these people put out in order to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. As a matter of fact, they've been partnered with us for so long. They sponsored Rise Up a long time ago. And do you know where that money went? Right to our Christian school. And that money ended up allowing our Christian school to buy a new building when the people that owned the old building after 30 years kicked them out. That Christian school, that message would have been dead, lost, and gone forever. And because of Stephen Fleury, and because of Trumpet Daily, and because of their partnership with us, I forwarded that money right along to God's will, and they got a new building, and they are growing now more than ever. So check out TrumpetDaily.com today, okay? They deserve it, I can tell you that. After everything that they've done for that school and for the Word of God. And that's just one place that they're doing outreach. And this was part of their outreach to support and sponsor us. Now, also, if you need to know, a lot of people want to know where we are with our finances. We're about 50% of what we need. Only about 50% of what we need for our reoccurring donations. But it's no shock as to why. We live in a very rough economy right now, and nobody has an extra dollar to spend. So I just like to keep you guys updated on that stuff. That's why we got to have partnerships. But I only bring good sponsors, people that are good people. Is Chris in? Hey, Chris is in here. How you doing, Chris? Good to see you, man. We were just talking about you and your lovely wife. Let's go to some devotionals, shall we? I'm going to read from 1 Minute Prayer for Dads, page 150, from Proverbs 16:3, that says, "Our true work. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established." If you do that show and tell that we just talked about for the last 40 minutes, if you do that kind of show and tell, that level of show and tell, I can promise you, you're committing your work to the Lord. I can promise you, you are. Many busy men get caught up in a work that may not be their true work. It may even be a good work, but remember the old saying that the good is the enemy of the best. What is your best and true work? I can tell you what mine is. It's Rise Up. My best and true work that I do as a man, as a father, as a husband, is Rise Up. It's my best and truest work over everything that I do. Means more to me than anything on earth as far as my way of spreading fellowship and spreading seeds. This right here. What is your best and true work? Set that at the forefront of your mind today and every day. Let your true work of fatherhood be the work that you commit to the Lord. Lord, what is my true work here on earth? No, it's not my job. I get that. I know my true work is depositing truth in the lives of my children. It's giving them the foundation they need for a successful life. My true work is loving my kids in such a way that they know the truth without a single doubt. Father, keep me clear on the important job I have of parenting my kids. I commit this true work to you, God. Establish my life as a good father. Bless my kids as I lead them into truth. Amen. God moments for men. Real faith from Galatians 3:26. For you are all children of God, especially you show and tell folks, through faith in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:26. It seems to me lots of us get confused about exactly what faith is. We often think of it as being more akin to a strongly held hunch that to an entrance in than to an entrance into a fixed reality. We approach faith like we approach a swimming pool. Toe first to sample the temperature, followed by the dreaded incremental immersion where we slowly lower ourselves underwater, one shockingly cold inch at a time, always in control, always able to get back out at any moment. Faith, as illustrated in the Bible, is rarely like that. It's the desperate woman who pushes through the crowd to touch his prayer tassels that moves Jesus most. Woman, he tells her with obvious delight, your faith has healed you. Now, do you know the consequences of that woman going through the crowd and reaching out and touching Jesus? Do you know the consequences of that at that time to a holy man or a holy representative? The consequences were probably death. Maybe it's time to quit being so grown up about this faith thing. Maybe it's time to be like a child again. Now, isn't that odd, folks? Isn't that odd? Actually, isn't that a blessing, you might say, that we've been talking about going back to childlike behavior, going back to a childlike state of mind when it comes to show and tell, and then we read from this devotional of real faith, and it says exactly that. Maybe it's time to be a child again, to see the pool glistening in the sun, drop the towel, and race your friends to be the first one in the water. Extra kudos to the one who makes the biggest splash. Ha! Talk about an analogy. Thank you for that one. Talk about an analogy. Race your friends into the pool. Kudos to those who make the biggest splash for Jesus. Make a splash for Jesus today, folks. Jesus listens from the late, great Sarah Young. That's right. Jesus said we need to have the faith of a child. Amen. River Rat says, a child's heart is pure. By the way, today is River Rat's third day, I believe. Third episode of Rise Up. It was definitely this week, right? And now look. It's like a family member had a baby. You know what I mean? Childlike faith is pure. That's right. Amen. All right. Jesus listens. April 3rd. I delight in your invitation. Cast your burden on me, and I will sustain you. Carrying my own burdens is exhausting. Oh my gosh, is it ever? Is it ever? My shoulders aren't designed for heavy loads. So please teach me how to cast all my cares on you. When I become aware that something is weighing me down, and I start to feel heavy and hunched over, I'll examine the concern to determine whether or not it's my problem. If it isn't mine, I can simply let go of it. But if it is my problem, I need to talk with you about it, asking you to help me see it from your perspective and take whatever action is needed. I've been learning that I must not let problems become my focus and weigh me down. Instead, I want to bring you my concerns and leave them with you, trusting you to carry my burdens on your amazingly strong shoulders. I'm so thankful for your promise to sustain me and provide everything that I need. Your word assures me that you will meet all my needs accordingly to your glorious riches. Mad Test says, Jeremy, my hubby is a new listener. He just can't chat. He listens at work. Well, Mad Tess, you tell that wonderfully awesome and amazing God-fearing husband of yours, who's listening right now, who's at work, thank you for putting God as a priority and listening to his message in some way, shape, or form, whether it be through me or some other audio or some other podcast. The most important thing is all glory to God. That's right. She doesn't need to tell him. I just did. But he might not know that his wife's name is Mad Tess on here. I don't know. He's not in the chat. I'm not sure. So anyway, thank you very much, man. We appreciate it. Now I want to read from one more book, and then I've got a video to show you, okay? The Bible Promise Book for Mornings and Evenings. Truth. Do you know that part of that show and tell that you take out now from here on out to show everybody how great and amazing it is? Truth is at the center of that. Psalm 32:2 says, blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in those and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Are you deceitful in any way? Is there anything about you that is lying or deceiving somebody else currently today? If it is, figure out a way to get rid of that. Own up to it. Bring it to them right away and say, I'm sorry. Blessed is that person. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. By the way, that was back in Numbers. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Unlike the words of human beings, God's words can be trusted. What comfort it is to know he who has promised us salvation, strength for daily living, and a glorious future means what he says. Holy Lord, in a day when truth is hard to find, you won't change. You won't change your mind about me. Thank you. Amen. Truth is at the center of that show and tell we talked about, folks. It really is. Now, before I show you this video that just brought, I told you today was going to be full of smiles, right? Yeah, Eileen, I know. I know. And that was back in Numbers. I'm just saying. I just had to point that out. Oh, there's so many references to Jesus. Jesus fulfilled all the prophecies. That's why the Bible, look, if the Bible is this much true, it's all true. There's no, oh, that part of the Bible's true and that part's not. No, no, no. If the Bible is this much true because of the prophecies that were fulfilled, it would be mathematically impossible for anybody anywhere in this galaxy or anywhere else for that matter. If the Bible is this much true, it's all true. And I could prove the Bible is this much true, so I could prove the Bible is all true. Okay? I love the Old Testament now that I'm a completed Jew, a Christian. I love the Old Testament more now than I ever did before because there's so much in it that points to the New Testament. It's almost like this. You know what the Old Testament is? The Old Testament is you watching Star Wars episode 4, 5, and 6 first, which is the New Testament, and then understanding that fully, and then going back and watching Star Wars episode 1, 2, and 3 and going, oh my gosh, oh, the prequels. The prequels pointed to everything, and they were first. So I'm just saying. Now, a lot of people ask me where I get my messages from every day. And I've told you I get it from the Holy Spirit. That's true. But do you know that when I wake up at 6:30, 6 in the morning, whenever it is, 5:30 sometimes, I never, maybe 1% of the time, maybe, know what I'm going to talk about when I get into this studio for Rise Up. It actually comes to me when I'm talking to God in the morning, when I'm reading, when I'm looking at devotionals, when I'm watching videos. It comes to me at that moment. The Holy Spirit speaks to me. So it's fresh. It's new. It's that day, and it comes from God. It doesn't come from me. It's not like I sit up at night and go, I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. Never. Ever, ever, ever. So a lot of people have been wondering about that. There you go. So, ladies and gentlemen, I said you were going to smile all day today. Well, at least for Rise Up anyway. And we're going to stay that way. I want to show you something that is just so beautiful to me. And I found it on this page that I follow called The Gospel of Love. And what you're about to see in this video, let's put it on over here. What you're about to see is this woman who's deaf, who just started hearing for the first time, runs to her friend's house to hear her. And you're going to love this. Watch this. So beautiful.
Mandy!
Hey, girl.
Wait. Mom. Are you okay? Is everything okay?
What? You can hear my voice. You can hear me. Oh my God.
Mom, what is it?
Mom,
are you okay? So happy for you.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Just Jesus can do all things. He can heal the blind, he can heal the deaf, he can bring the dead back to life. Why are we surprised? I just smile and cry when I see that stuff. Ivanister says, I'm going to smile even though I feel like crap. There you go. Smile. That's all we've got. We've got joy. Joy, joy down in our hearts, right? So we might as well smile for that. All right. Folks, I want to thank you for being here today, as always. A lot of people, I want to say goodbye to Aussie Mom, Kittenhead. I mean, Kitten 1948, Jana Hunter, Katie, thank you so very much. Eileen, Kelmar, SL Holmes, goodbye, have a good morning. Carla, thank you very much for coming here today. Miss Mocha Powered and L. Dooley. Patriotic Patty, that made me cry, so beautiful. Lifelike, thank you for being here this morning. 43 Gators, Robbie Mustache, thank you all. Look, folks, God bless you, and remember, have a show and tell kind of day every day. Take that thing and show it to the world. Tell it to the world. Telling you what, it's the only thing in our life that really matters. I love you guys. Mike Crispy Unafraid comes up next. And then 2 hours of Live from America right after that on this Wednesday, April 3rd. God bless you guys. Thank you very much. Have a good morning. See you later.